This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. 7th and 8th graders from Texas and Oklahoma got schooled recently in how to deal with bullies. Despite long-standing awareness of the problem, bullying persists in schools, online, and well into adulthood. We dropped in on an all-day session where kids learn to recognize and confront bullies.
My voice
has power.
My truth.
From the beginning of this No Place for Hate summit, a message of empowerment established the theme for the day. Dozens of students and teachers from 15 different public and private schools gathered for this summit, sponsored by the Anti-Defamation League. The ADL is a 105-year-old Jewish nonprofit that fights anti-Semitism and hate. Cheryl Drazen, the ADL's regional director, says it'll be up to the students and teachers to take the day's lessons back to their schools.
Student leaders are actually the perfect people to interrupt the cycle, because with allyship, being an upstander, getting involved when you're not necessarily the victim or the target, but you're observing it, is the perfect role for these students to model for their campus how to stop the bullying cycle.
Drazen says bullying behavior can stop when others confront it early, before there's any payoff to the bully.
If you think about hate as a pyramid, bullying and then ridicule are that very bottom that leads all the way up to genocide. And the acts of hate and violence and discrimination are right there in the middle. And I remember enough of geometry that if you chip away at the bottom of a pyramid, it loses its stability.
That pyramid of hate also includes stereotyping and name-calling. 14-year-old Selena Prieur from the Green Hill School had her own story.
It was like small things, like how I talked or like my appearance. A lot of times it's stuff like, oh, you're probably not smart, you're a blonde white girl, how can you be in this class? Oh, parents must have paid a lot for tutors and things like that.
Many of these kids, like Zara Cornaby in 8th grade at Dallas's Aucoin School, said they knew bullies picked on their differences, even their passions. Zara wants to be a singer.
And I got picked on for that and was told that people would commit suicide if I ever got there, that I could never make it in that world. So, yeah.
Bullies often exploit differences among classmates, according to Jeff Lipschultz, a group facilitator. During a morning session, he gathered his 7th and 8th graders in the middle of the room and told them to pick sides, then move to opposite ends of the room.
If I said dog person and cat person, which would you be, dogs? And the cats. Okay, this is a Texas question. Winter, summer.
Lipschultz's inoffensive lesson is designed to teach students that bullies will take advantage of what seems totally innocent. It's one thing to understand the psychology. It's another, he said, to recognize the exploitation and stop it.
We should stand up for the victim, and we should stand against these bullies. And maybe sending a message, but if it becomes kind of a mainstream idea, then maybe bullies are just going to have to take a back seat and just say, you know what, I know what's going to happen if I pick on this kid. I'm going to have 10 kids telling me to sit down and I'll look stupid.
Lipschultz says no one likes looking stupid, especially bullies who often pick on others to boost their own self-esteem. Cheryl Drazen has brought this program to Dallas, not only to help kids get through school, but life.
Bullying happens everywhere. We're getting calls for corporate anti-bullying sessions for all kinds of adults from every education level, every sophisticated market you can think of, because we didn't interrupt the cycle sufficiently.
Eighth grader Maya Morales says she picked up tips she'll take back to Aubrey Middle School.
To be an ally, and like, no matter if you like the person or not, if they're getting bullied, you still have to like help them, because nobody deserves to be bullied.
And everybody, says Maya, deserves help. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.